The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Good morning and welcome to Miraya Morning Motivation. This is Tal Rai. Many years ago, many centuries ahead, ago, there was a man called King Solomon. He ruled the Jewish people. King Solomon is said to have been one of the greatest men of great wisdom. He was said to be a very wise person. And one of the things that Solomon said, and which was recorded in writing, he said a brief sentence, a brief statement, which stands true to this day. The statement says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." I'll say it again. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Those were the words of King Solomon. Let's learn from an old professor who was teaching based on that concept, teaching based on that perception, which King Solomon spoke about. He actually turns around and asks his students and said, "Why do we shout in anger? Why do people shout at each other when they are upset?" The students thought for a while, and one said, "Because we lose our cool." "But why shout when the other person is just next to you?" asked the professor. "Isn't it possible to speak to him or her with a soft voice? Why do you shout at a person when you are angry?" The students gave some answers, but none satisfied the professor until he finally explained. And he said, "When two people are angry at each other, there is a distance in their hearts psychologically. To cover the distance, they must shout to each other in order to hear each other. The angrier they are, the stronger they will shout to hear each other through that great distance that is created between their hearts psychologically." Then the professor asked, "What happens when two people fall in love? They don't shout at each other, but talk softly. Why?" "It is because their hearts are psychologically close. The distance between them is very close." The professor continued, "When they love each other even more, what happens? They don't speak. They only whisper. And they even get closer to each other in their love. Finally, they even need not to whisper. They only look at each other. And that's all, with broad smiles and great depth and satisfaction of the sense of purposefulness of the relationship. They gaze into each other's eyes, at times hold hands, and might even shed a tear of joy, because their hearts are neatly closed together." So, what we learn from here begs the thought that next time when you feel like shouting at a loved one, know that you are about to create a distance between your heart and that person's heart. But remember King Solomon, who said, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." That's what King Solomon said. Apparently, based on the same, an old ancient man speaking to his grandson, he says to him, "Boy, I have two tigers which are caged within me. One is love and compassion, and the other is fear and anger. Then the boy, out of an inquisitive mentality, asked and said, "But grandfather, which one of the two tigers within your heart, which is embedded in your heart, which of the two is going to win?" And guess what the answer of the old man was? The old man answered and said to him, "The one that is going to win is the tiger that I feed. Only the one that I feed is going to win." Exactly what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, "Nothing gives one person so much advantage over another as to remain always cool and unruffled under all circumstances." So what we basically learn out of this is that anger is one of the greatest killers of greatness. Anger is one of the killers of human and social integration. Just one moment of ill-advised anger can spoil one's life and even earn it prematurely sometimes. Look at suicide bombers who, because they hate the other person so much, will in the process actually kill themselves in a bid to shorten the course of the other person's life because their anger has stood uncontrolled. We get angry when we are offended, or when our expectations are not met, when other people triumph on your rights and demean you and behave as if you do not exist. You may feel justified to get angry, but this is just a feeling. You can choose to get angry or just write them off and take a cool. This, of course, is not easy, but to a greater extent, your success in life will depend on how you control or manage the emotion of anger. Several people have lost life-changing opportunities because anger blinds them. Anger prevents the victims from seeing the reality. An angry person cannot make a well-informed and rational decision. In terms of intoxication of the mind, it is worse than hard drugs. The Chinese proverbs says, "If you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow." If you are patient in one moment of anger, you will escape 100 days of sorrow. Is it not because of anger that there has been rampant hatred, rampant enmity, rampant injustices to one another within our communities? Is it not because of anger? Is it not because we have not forgiven one another? Is it not because we have grown into hatred and resentment as a result of anger over circumstances that provoked that sense and feeling of discomfort towards the other person? Your ability to forgive shows how strong you are. Great people have no problems forgiving others and going forward with life without unnecessary baggage of resentment and hatred. Mahatma Gandhi once taught, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong." And Carter Scott summed this up by saying, "Anger makes you smaller, while forgiveness forces you to grow beyond what you were." When we hate our enemies, and we are actually giving them power over us, power over our sleep, power over our appetites, our health, and our happiness. Our enemies would dance with joy if only they knew how they were worrying us, lacerating us, and getting even with us. Our hate is not hurting them at all, but our hate is turning our own days and nights into a hellish turmoil. Try and always try to forgive. Try and always try to forgive, because anger is not going to profit us, but rather it is going to chew on us. It is going like a grass cutter rat. It is going to gnaw on us, chop us, cause us to cringe within with emotions that are so twisted and so pained. It will cause mental stress, turmoil, and burdensomeness of thoughts, of heart attitude, and indeed result in negative physical manifestations. Pressure is going to build, heart attacks, ulcers of the stomach, peptic ulceration, unbalanced hormonal standpoint in our bodies, which might even trigger failed endocrine performances, resulting in high sugar levels, which, when out of control, will eventually unleash diabetes within our bodies. Joints that will click and crack, and joints that will crush and crumble because of poor nutrition as a result of the imbalance of the whole homeostasis of the human body. And people will have things like arthritis early in life as a result of anger and hatred. When anger builds up strong, it induces hatred. Hatred will induce resentment. Progressively, it will actually induce an attitude of vindictiveness. And that level of turmoil within mankind might even provoke psychological stress disorders. And it will shorten one's life and capacity to love and to grow, to mature and to succeed in the course of life. What an inconvenience. Choose to forgive. Choose to love. Choose what builds. Choose what brings success, prosperity, breakthrough nationally, and breakthrough for us as a people, for greater good and for greater joy. A soft and gentle answer. It will turn away wrath, but a harsh word will induce anger. Remember, whatever might be happening, if we choose the right thing, the truth of the matter which will stand is that it is well. I wish you well. I wish you success. I wish you peace. I wish you joy. I wish you love. Have a great day. And I'm going to leave you with this track. Enjoy and stay blessed. Have a great time.
will think.